Hey guys, Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John Show. This is probably one of the most random podcast episodes we've had in a while because while we were recording this interview with world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsell, the Village People were in the studio next to us. Absolutely random. Hey, if you like what you hear on our podcast, make sure you subscribe to us, rate and review us. And don't forget, you can stream us 24/7 by downloading our app free via the App Store. It's available on Android and iOS.
Asia wide hits. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, where we're full of giggles.
We are full of giggles. And sometimes we hit record so people can hear what we're actually talking about.
Oh, we don't.
The time before this wasn't one of those times. On the line, we have world's oldest K-pop fan. Hi, Cassandra.
Hey, guys.
Just take it as it comes, Cassandra.
Or do the YMCA.
Cassandra, you will appreciate this. I'm sure you didn't hear earlier on in the show.
I appreciated it.
But here we are in Studio 3 at the Joy Studios doing Asian Pop Radio. And in Studio 1, the guys are talking to the Village People.
Wow, how cool is that?
I know. Do you reckon we could get them to do like a reaction video to BTS while they're here, or like a cover?
Oh, hell yeah.
Fire!
Yeah, that'd be really good. That would be so cool.
Doing fire to YMCA actions or something. That would be cool. Damn, we really should have thought ahead. No time for that.
Should I text them that?
Yeah, you're already texting them.
I can text them again.
Oh, good. Actually, you know what? This is where I'm going to ask Juby to drop in that grab. Let's have a listen. Let's see if Juby can find it. Oh my god, that was so funny, Jeanette. Wow, that was funny.
Based on a true event.
There you go.
Now, am I right?
No. Rob's just staring at her with I don't know.
Oh, with a fart.
Unrequainting love. Now we can sell this show as being featuring the Village People, which I don't know if it's going to help or not.
Asia wide hits. Diversity is our thing.
That is diverse. But guys, look, okay, 1 OK Rock coming to Australia Friday the 6th of October in Brisbane, Saturday the 7th of October in Sydney, Sunday 8th of October in Melbourne. We're still waiting on ticket release, like further ticket releases, aren't we? Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any news as yet. Yeah. So we're hoping for some.
Yeah, very. They really did underestimate the popularity of the group. Ridiculously small venues, which is good in a way because it's going to make it very up close and personal. I'm going to be going to Brisbane, so I can't wait to see them, especially up close and personal. But yeah, if they, obviously, more people that get to see them, the better.
Cassandra, which member of 1 OK Rock would you like to get upper and closer to the most?
Describe them by their hair.
Well, I don't know what colour his hair is at the moment. He tends to change it, pink, grey, white. The guitarist, oh, he's so hot.
If he has pink hair, I agree.
Yeah, he does have pink hair. I don't think he's got pink hair at the moment, but he has had pink hair.
Given that it's such a smaller venue in Brisbane, I reckon you might even get a little bit of sweat on you.
Oh, I'm praying.
Is that getting weird? Is that getting weird?
It's getting a little bit weird.
No, it's not at all.
Maybe some blood, sweat, and tears. Oh, what a reference to BTS, but it's all about 1 OK Rock right now.
She's on a roll.
Look, it was such an exciting announcement last week when we heard 1 OK Rock were coming. Obviously, oh dear. That wasn't supposed to happen.
It looked like a cough, but it sounded like a sneeze, so I don't know what to say.
I always have that. People don't know if I'm coughing or sneezing. It's really awkward.
Say, achoo, but your face is like, oh, if that makes sense. Like, it's just open.
I cough and my mum says, bless you, and I'm like, it was just a cough. It wasn't a sneeze. I'm sorry I can't do it right.
Social
That's
norms.
Sad. You've got to verify what you actually did.
I know, right?
Does it have a blue tick
to it? I really shouldn't care that much. I should just let the moment pass.
But one moment we shouldn't pass is when OK Rock does come down.
Yeah, so if you want to get more information on it, do keep following Asian Pop Radio on Facebook and Twitter, but also drawallines.com. They're the guys that are bringing them down, and we've been talking about the event, and you know, we asked them if we could say we're a radio partner, and I don't really know if that eventuated, so for the time being we're just going to keep saying we're a radio partner.
Say it.
Yeah,
because we're just going to promote it as much as we want, because we like 1 OK Rock.
We do.
Yeah.
Now, Cassandra, it's been a little while since we've had a chat. Other than 1 OK Rock, what's been tickling your fancy?
Well, obviously the big news, BTS winning their Billboard award yesterday.
It was 2 days ago.
Shed a tear or two. It was very good.
Yeah. Look, and obviously got a good reaction on our Facebook page when we posted it. Good work, Juby.
Yes. Was it you? Did you do it? Me.
Jeanette's putting her hand up and taking ownership over that. I'm pretty sure it was posted by Juby. Are you taking credit for Juby's work?
She does everything, that woman. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
I'm on top of it.
She's the go-to woman.
So it was pretty good to see them, and it's been interesting, all the feedback after the concert too. I know that there's obviously there's the good and the bad. A lot of people are saying, well, why have they won? Who are they? They don't deserve to win. But and then you've got the other, you know, who are these people? And, oh, I've checked them out now, and they're pretty good. And who's the third guy on the left? He's super cute. And so they're getting a lot of interest, which is good.
So weird that when they said BTS, like, everyone around them stood up as well and started clapping. Yeah. So they had a big following from the artists.
Well, that's because they're shorter than everyone else that won the award.
Who's BTS? What's that? Who are these small men?
But yeah, it was kind of, yeah, I liked how everybody sort of stood up and at least respected them as far as their music goes. Even if they didn't know them, they respected the fact that they've got a lot of fans.
Well, they got respect from Miley by the look of it. That's always good.
Yeah,
well,
but she was eating candy corn. She was like yanking, like going and clapping. So she's like, so I don't think she knew what was happening at the time.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know whether that's a good thing having her on side or not. So,
out of all people, it had to be Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And, of course, Cassandra, the other big news that came out on Tuesday, that Sistar are disbanding.
Yes, it's everybody is surprised by this. I mean, there were some talks about their contracts being up for negotiation, and it's a bit strange whether it's the 7-year curse hitting again or. It's just that the girls have just decided they want to go their own way, or nothing's been officially said yet. So there's a lot up in the air about it, and more still to come, obviously.
Got to wait for the statement.
No, the statement was already released. We posted it.
Did we? Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
They basically, along the lines of basically just saying, look, we're parting ways. Sistar will officially end their 7-year promotions as a group with their last album on May 31st. After the label and Sistar talked for a long time, we agreed to bring Sistar to an end. You can see the full announcement by going to our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
Oh,
what a great segue that I got that into.
Yeah, one last comeback, that's a sad. I mean, Hoerun has been doing her own thing, and the other girls have been doing some acting as well. So I guess they're all starting to branch off and do their own thing. So,
well, at least we got a chance to see them in the flesh back at K-pop Music Fest in 2011. I'm going to hold on to that moment.
Yes, lucky you. I didn't get a chance to, but at least
when
I know
they're
on
me because I was close to the stage.
Oh, what is it with you and sweat? Come on.
See? And no one picked on me with my poop jokes at all.
You're not a real
one person did, and that was you.
You're not a real K-pop fan unless you get sweat on you.
Well, yeah.
And blood, sweat.
That was my whole mission at the AP concert.
Oh, man. And how about reaction videos? Anything happening on that front?
No, unfortunately. Too busy with uni at the moment, but my friend keeps asking me. Yes.
All right, we're going to let you off the hook. We're going to let you off the hook. Cassandra, thank you.
Yeah, maybe over school holidays I might be able to do some.
Excellent stuff. World's oldest K-pop fan, thanks for your time.
No worries.
Jeanette, would you like to tell us what song we're going to play next?
No.
Asian Pop Radio.
Just telepathy, guess.
D&I. 1,000K fans? 100K fans?
100K fans.
100K.
Yeah.
Where'd it come for me, guys?
Asian Pop Radio. If you like that, guys, remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. And if you can rate and review us, that would be awesome too, because that really helps. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store. It's available at iTunes and the Google Play Store.